countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
But first, as we look forward to restaurants and bars reopening, it's a race against time to find staff. And it's a problem for some farmers too, who are looking for seasonal workers. And Suzanne Campbell has been looking into this for us. Suzanne, good morning to you. Is there a huge headache looming for businesses?
Yes, Damien, good morning. There absolutely is, unfortunately. This has been coming to a head over the past few weeks. And it's not just in the food and the farming sector, restaurants and hotels. I mean, earlier in this week, it was reported that Dundrum Town Centre, the big retail outlet in Dublin, it has 500 to 1,000 vacancies to still fill before it can open fully. And they made that public, saying they desperately need people to apply for jobs. But in food and tourism, it's really been felt, as it's not just the busy season now, but hospitality, of course, is opening up again. Now, we've heard a lot about the PUP payment, or the PUP payment, some people call it, which workers have been given weekly if they lost their job during the pandemic. And this ranges from around 350 to a week down to 203 in some cases. Some businesses of all different types now are blaming the PUP payment for the reason people are not coming back to work. But it's more complicated than that, as most things are. If you look at the horticulture and soft fruit area, fruit pickers are largely from outside Ireland, and some of them have been delayed coming in, leading to labour shortages because of quarantine restrictions. But in terms of Irish recruitment on farms and in rural tourism businesses, it really has hit a crisis. I mean, I was talking to one Wexford strawberry grower yesterday, among many who are having problems getting employees. But he said he cannot find drivers and also people to man his strawberry stands at the side of the road, which he runs in various counties, quite a few of them. And this work is normally done by students. And I suppose angering a lot of businesses is hearing about workers that are still on the PUP payment, while businesses desperate for employees are also paying some of them cash in hand. I mean, I was told of one 19-year-old earning 350 a week on the PUP payment, but also getting 400 quid a week in cash from a business he's doing shifts at. So he's clearing 750 euros a week, which is 39,000 euro a year.
After tax.
I mean, this... Well, you can just imagine the tax situation. I mean, this is the extreme of the situation, but there's all sorts of problems feeding into this mix. Cod Mushrooms in Tullow, run by Leslie Cod in County Carlow, they employ 250 people from packing to picking to drivers. They're still short 50 people, despite advertising widely in Ireland and in other European countries. I mean, we can blame the pandemic to a degree, but the flow of workers from Eastern Europe to Ireland, which began in the 90s to do farm work, much of this has really stopped. I mean, for countries, for example, Poland, they've experienced their own economic improvements. They have a shortage of workers as well. And now the people that come here from Poland are more skilled. They have degrees, they have very good English. So it's now countries outside the European Union that Ireland is looking to do horticultural work. Now, there was a permit system opened a couple of years ago for various sectors. Leslie was able to get workers from Asia in on this basis. New permits were to be launched at the beginning of the pandemic, but they were suspended because of the pandemic. This was early in 2020. Leslie feels that unless these permits are granted again to workers in third countries, that businesses like his are in serious trouble.
We have been trying to recruit the last few months in earnest, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to get Eastern European people, and there's no chance of getting Irish staff. They just don't want to work in this industry. So it would be a perfect situation for us to have the permit system opened up again. We got in 69 Thai people in the last 2 years when the 500 permits were launched. So we would like that to be reopened again to be able to get up to 50 people immediately.
And so even though we might be looking at high unemployment figures, you're actually finding there's a labour shortage.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies are experiencing a labour shortage. A lot of hotels that were closed have to pretty much restaff the place. I'm talking to a few people in the hotel and restaurant industry, and they're seeing about half the staff that they originally had will come back, and the other half have either... If they were not from Ireland, they may have gone back to their native country, or they're happier to stay on the PUP scheme, unfortunately. We don't really have a situation where we had staff that we had to let go and now we're trying to encourage back. We stayed at full tilt all the way through the pandemic. And it's just from a natural losing of staff, 5 or 10% per year, we're just finding it extremely difficult to recruit. Certainly, Irish horticultural firms are finding it quite difficult. And the lack of having permits then leaves us in a kind of a block that we don't know what to do. We're very much in a dire situation at the moment.
You're not suffering from employees who don't want to come off PUP, but are you hearing that around other farms or other people in similar businesses?
Yeah, outside our industry, I'm hearing a lot of issues with especially hotel owners that are anxious to get going again and open up when they're allowed to open up, and having a huge problem recruiting staff. Like, it's not only recruiting staff, it's training staff. And they're not getting the numbers that they expected to get back from their that they previously employed. They've moved on and maybe want to change career, but a lot of them don't want to come off the PUP scheme. My opinion would be they need to stop that PUP scheme as quickly as possible.
Now, there's still thousands of people depending on the PUP who have no work and in sectors that will be the last to open, like events and conferences, etc. But in terms of other businesses really hit by labour shortages, hotels and restaurants are the really big ones. With no date yet for the opening of pubs, those in that trade tell me the situation is exactly the same. Finding chefs in Ireland has been an issue now for several years, even before the pandemic. Now it's a bit of a crisis, and chefs and restaurants owners told me during the week that it's likely to prevent some of them actually reopening. But all types of workers are in demand and they're frantically recruiting. I talked to Adrian Cummins this week of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, and he said that 25% of the workers who were in hospitality before the pandemic are now gone from the sector. I asked him what he's hearing from restaurants in terms of the people they are short of.
Obviously, chefs is the number one, but they can't find waiters, waitresses, bar staff, managers. It's very, very difficult to try and find enough staff to run the businesses on, let's say, full tilt. When we're allowed to reopen indoors, and we believe that will be in July, but when our industry is back open fully, you know, there is going to be a huge deficit of skilled labour, and every business is being affected. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. Everybody has the same narrative. I can't find a chef, can't find a waiter, can't find a bar staff. And I haven't seen this in 25 years of my career in hospitality. Basically, it's like a famine.
What do you put it down to? I know that PUP payment is blamed in some respects, that maybe people kind of under 25 on the payment don't want to go back to hours where they were on minimum wage and not making much more than the payment. Other European staff went home during the pandemic, which is totally understandable.
There's a number of factors at play here. So we're a multinational sector. We have people from all parts of the world living and working in Ireland prior to COVID. Some of those employees have travelled back home to their home countries. And obviously we've lost those. We've also lost a certain percentage of our employees to other sectors that will not return into our industry. So we need to backfill those positions, and that is a challenge for us. We're trying to rebuild an entire sector of the economy within Ireland, and we need everybody on the same page. We need the government definitely on the same page as employers, and we need to be imaginative, progressive, and we need to help fast track the re-employment of employees as quickly as possible. And obviously, you know, if somebody is being offered a job, we hope that those employees take up that job as quickly as possible.
That's Adrian Cummins there, the Restaurant Association of Ireland, ending that report from Suzanne Campbell.